This is the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We know that technology and automation are bound to replace many kinds of jobs, but what about so-called creative jobs? We are soon going to reach, if we haven't yet, peak artificial intelligence, I think. There have been a million examples of, will AI replace job XYZ, or AI for insert your favorite process here articles and developments in the last couple of years, and if you and your organization is not at least thinking about incorporating AI into your business processes, well, the conventional thinking goes, you are probably going to be left behind. I suppose time will tell on that. I think the adage, maybe it was from Bill Gates, is that we tend to overestimate the impact of new technology in the short term and underestimate its impact in the long term, probably applies to AI as well. AI is definitely coming to a business process near you. It's just a little unclear how long it will be and how much impact it will have on your organization, people, and business. But one fairly common theme in all the talk about AI, and with automation more generally, is that it will affect and potentially replace more mundane, repetitive, rules-heavy, and precisely defined processes and roles, at least initially, while leaving creative, nuanced, complex, and more sophisticated processes and roles to the humans, at least for now. Robots are going to take the warehouse jobs, and maybe some or most of the cashier jobs, but creative types like marketers and advertising folks, for example, would largely be safe from automation. While Watson can win at Jeopardy, and Google can build a machine to win at the game Go, no AI can come up with, say, one of the amazing ads we just saw on last year's Super Bowl, right? But are we sure about that? Here's an excerpt from a recent piece on Advertising Week titled, Coca-Cola wants to use artificial intelligence bots to create its ads. Coca-Cola is one of the most beloved brands in the world and is known for creating some of the best work in the advertising industry. But can an AI bot replace a creative? Mariano Bozas, the brand's global senior digital director, wants to find out. Content creation is something we've been doing for a very long time, he says. We brief creative agencies and then they come up with stories that they audio-visualize, and then we have 30 seconds or maybe longer, Bozas said. In content, what I want to start experimenting with is automated narratives. In theory, Bozas thinks AI could be used by his team for everything from creating music for ads, writing scripts, posting a spot on social media, and buying media. That's a long-term vision, he said. I don't know if we can do it 100% with robots yet. Maybe one day. But bots is the first expression of where that is going. It is one thing when a manufacturing executive states that he or she wants to automate some or most aspects of a manufacturing or assembly process and reduce levels of human employment in favor of technology. We are coming to expect that robots and tech and AI are simply inevitably going to do those jobs for us in the future. But it is a different thing entirely to hear a creative executive from one of the world's largest companies and most recognized brands to openly discuss how technology like AI can and probably will begin to take over some or even most parts of a highly creative, expressive process like developing advertising content. We don't, or at least I don't, like to think of these kinds of tasks and jobs as ones that could also fall into the category of, we are better off having a robot do that. I mean, trying to be creative is mostly how I and you and lots of us try to make a living. Emphasize the trying part. Automative narratives. For some reason, that quote, that term stuck out for me when I read that recent piece on Adweek. Probably need to think about that a little bit longer. But while I am pondering, I will end with a disclaimer that this show, and so far all the shows that we've posted so far, We're 100% produced by a person. Although some days I wish I had access to a podcast creating bot. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show and Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.